Oh, here you go, Gary. There's your parody lyrics right there. Wipe this down.
Good one.
That's the lyrics in this song?
Oh, no, not the original.
Oh. Write this down.
Oh,
so I was giving him the line for a new parody song. Wipe this down.
I got it. All right. Let's welcome Kathy into the conversation. Good morning, Kathy. What do you got going on this morning?
Well, good morning. I was telling Jennifer, I got a puppy who is rearranging the irrigation system in my backyard. And I'd like to know, it's got to be replaced, repaired, and hopefully something that will, that she can't destroy again.
Oh, boy.
What could I do?
Yeah. And Kathy, I'm guessing it's the little black tubing that the puppy's digging up and chewing on?
Yes. He loves it.
Yeah, they do. How old is this puppy?
She's 10 months.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd wait about another 6 months before I did anything. But I will tell you this, man. Of course, I deal with puppies all the time. We raise German Shorthairs and English Pointers, so I know what you're dealing with. And they do love that. Now, what I end up doing at my house is I actually installed a PVC sprinkler system. So all of the half-inch diameter and three-quarter-inch diameter piping is done in PVC. And then when you get...
I think that's excellent.
And then when you... But when you get to where you want the water dispersed, there's a special attachment that then you go right back to that little black spaghetti tubing, and that's what they love chewing on. But then all you've got to deal with is you know, 6 inches going back to that fitting. You kind of take a little hand shovel, clear it away, and you just, and that's very easy tubing to replace. And make sure there is a ton of other chew toys available for the puppies to chew on. But what breed is this dog?
She is half Rottie and half Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Okay. All right. Well, I at 10 months, I'd give her about another 5 or 6 months where she's going to be really chew heavy. But then it'll probably tone down a little bit. But consider replacing all the half-inch and larger tubing, black tubing, with PVC pipe. That'll also help. I don't know if you have the problem. I have the problem in my house. Gophers love chewing that stuff too, and you're forever fixing it. So you go in with the PVC, and then you just put little 6-inch whips of what's called the spaghetti tubing, and whatever appropriate size head you need on the top of that, a gallon or a half gallon or a quarter gallon a minute, and you go from there. Kathy, we certainly appreciate the call. Good luck with the Rottie Chesapeake mix, and thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House. I got this new puppy myself, and I love this dog. I mean, I've loved this dog more than almost any other dog I've ever had, but it has this tendency. It digs cantaloupe-sized holes not in the volleyball court, not in the bocce ball court, but just in the middle of my lawn. And it just drives me absolutely nuts. And I'm trying to figure out, what is he trying to get to? He goes down as deep as his nose will go, the size of a grapefruit, and they're like little miniature bomb holes all over my TIFF lawn.
How old is Buck now?
June? Going on about 9 months. Oh. About the same.
Lulu is going on 6 weeks.
Oh, boy, you got a long way to go.
We were walking on the lawn at 1:30 in the morning last night.
Oh, yeah.